2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Traffic Center.
Going to be warm this afternoon, 63 degrees with partly cloudy skies and just a slight chance of showers. We begin the morning at 52 downtown.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's morning news. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
The Centers for Disease Control is reportedly considering a recommendation for Americans to wear masks in public to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
Lynn Hughes is a nurse on the front lines in Long Island, New York. She was asked on CNN if she wants to see people in public wearing masks when there's a shortage.
Well, as long as they're surgical masks, I do get a little aggravated when I'm out and I see people with N95 masks on, knowing that, you know, we're trying to make sure that everybody in healthcare that comes in contact with these patients has the proper PPE. But, you know, if that makes people comfortable, it does do one thing. It keeps you from touching your face and your nose, which is part of the spread as well. But everybody just needs to wash their hands and stay home.
The Washington Post reports the CDC is still considering a mask recommendation and no final decision has been made.
Health experts are predicting the COVID-19 pandemic will hit its peak in Utah over the next few weeks. Are the hospitals ready?
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, one of the main questions is whether Utah has enough ventilators in the hospitals. Ventilators will help coronavirus patients at their worst breathe, and it'll save their lives. One analysis says the state will need at least 194 ventilators at the peak of the crisis on April 27th, but that figure changes daily. Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she had heard the state has 170 ventilators right now, but state leaders told the Deseret News they are still counting those, working on getting more, and officials say that's why social distancing is so important, so the system isn't overrun with patients. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We will have more on the production of ventilators elsewhere in the country coming up in a live report with ABC's Ryan Burrow. That's at 7:15 here on Utah's Morning News.
Utah Congressman Ben McAdams has been released from the hospital and is now recovering at home. He spent 8 days in the hospital, including a few days in the ICU.
It became scary when it moved from flu-like symptoms to a respiratory symptoms where it was just hard to breathe and I couldn't catch my breath.
McAdams says his symptoms started with a fever, then he became weak and lost his appetite.
Intermountain Healthcare says some employees could see their pay cut in a couple of months. The coronavirus. Our live team coverage continues now with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John.
Yeah, Tim, some Intermountain Healthcare employees may see pay adjustments by June. These employees would be a limited number of physicians and advanced practice providers. These are the individuals who are experiencing significant reductions to their workload because the coronavirus has temporarily halted non-urgent procedures. Dr. Mark Brasacker, chief physician executive at Intermountain Healthcare, released a video message to impacted workers explaining that they're busy trying to find a workable solution.
Being part of Intermountain Healthcare and a high-performing multi-specialty medical group is important in times like this to alleviate financial impact and help reroute work to areas of most need.
Now, it's important to note that in a statement released yesterday, Intermountain says that so far no pay cuts have taken place and they are, quote, doing everything possible to keep employees working. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Monday was the worst day yet in the outbreak. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. 550 Americans died of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the toll to more than 3,100. White House coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx warns all states should follow the same federal guidelines.
All of them are moving in exactly the same curves.
More than 1,300 deaths have been in New York State, several times of that of any other. A group of Amazon warehouse workers in New York walked off the job yesterday, saying it's not safe after several employees tested positive.
Yeah, they're talking about we're going by CDC standards, but when we called the CDC, they're not.
Another worker says he was fired by Amazon yesterday for organizing the walkout. Hall & America's cruise ship Zandam is heading to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a COVID-19 outbreak that's left four passengers dead. Governor Ron DeSantis has not agreed to let them disembark.
We would like to have medical personnel simply dispatched to that ship.
Nearly 200 are showing flu-like symptoms. The ship left Argentina on a cruise March 7th. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the Los Angeles County Sheriff says he will allow gun stores to reopen after Homeland Security listed them as essential businesses. Critics of the guidance says it sows fear of widespread social unrest resulting from the pandemic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The governor's office is hoping to help small businesses impacted by the COVID-19 stay-at-home recommendations. We get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
This program offers zero-interest loans from $5,000 to $20,000, and repayment may be deferred up to a year. For small businesses with 50 or fewer employees, businesses can apply online and get more information at business.utah.gov. Although not all applications will be rewarded this bridge funding, those who apply this week and are accepted may start seeing those checks as early as April 10th.
The program is being funded with $8.5 million.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now it's looking very nice on I-15. We had a crash southbound in Murray at 45th South. They've already cleared it up. They're still cleaning up a crash in the right lane, eastbound 35th South at 3200 West, just past that intersection. That hasn't caused much in the way of delays. Dry road conditions making all the difference this morning, especially if you're traveling on I-80 through Parley's Canyon, a much better drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:06.
Makeshift hospitals are going up in New York City and other parts of the country, courtesy of the Army Corps of Engineers.
The person in charge of building those hospitals is Lieutenant General Todd Semonite. He spoke with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America.
We're just so committed to be part of this national team to be able to try to mitigate this in any way possible. The scope is immense, and there's really three different aspects of this. There's a shortage of sites or facilities, right? That's what we're going to talk about today. Clearly, there's a shortage of supplies, and then there's a potential shortage of staff. So we're trying to work the facility piece, and we're looking right now at around 341 different facilities across all of the United States, very similar to the Javits Center. We've got 8 contracts under gear right now, people in centers constructing facilities, probably about 8,500 beds, and then by the end of the day, we should have another 5 contracts awarded with somewhere around another 4,000 beds. We don't know where this is going to go. This is a state and local decision, but what the Corps wanted to do is to come up with an option so if we could be able to mitigate this delta in some way, we're able to find a solution that states could employ.
So when you're called in to retrofit a dorm, a hotel, take us inside that. What exactly happens? How do you do it?
So you talked a little bit before coming in about the tent that's out there in Central Park. Think about establishing something on, you know, green grass. That's awful hard. You got to bring electricity in, water, all the utilities. Our concept, and when Governor Cuomo called us about 2 weeks ago, Secretary McCarthy from the Army said, get to New York and find out a solution. Our thought was make it extremely simple. Find an existing facility that already has all the codes, has heat, has water, has IT, has parking lots, and then just put in whatever we can, like a hospital, inside of that. Two big type of thoughts. One is hotels and dormitories. We're doing a lot of those. The other one is large, big open spaces, field hospitals and convention centers. And then us working side by side with the team, and it is a federal state team, HHS, FEMA. We go in and either put in temporary hospitals, we'll build rooms inside there, but the ability to be able to build out an existing facility. That's like Javits right now. We started out and basically got that a couple of days ahead of time and brought that in with about 2,900 rooms that non-COVID people could be treated in. There's two types of facilities. Yeah. COVID is one kind, and that's a little bit more complicated with the pressure. And then there's non-COVID, very similar to what you're seeing in the comfort ship that's up there now.
How do you stay ahead of the curve? Where do you expect to be next?
The biggest thing probably is modeling. And we're taking a lot of guidance from Vice President Task Forces. We're looking at some amazing analytics to be able to figure out where do we see the growth of the threat being more than anywhere else? And then where do we see the bed shortage? So I've got a bunch of engineers in a back room who are looking at where do we see us having big shortages 2 or 3 weeks. I've got 43 different commanders and an unbelievable amount of technicians, my civilians, who are talking to governors, mayors, saying, we anticipate you're going to have a shortage. What is your solution? And here's some potential options. So it's the ability to array a standard solution that is vetted at the national level, but then decentralize. And what we've got to do here, George, is we've got to be able to come up with a minimum essential. We don't have time for the perfect solution. We've got to be able to cut to the chase and get this ahead of need.
Lieutenant General Todd Semonite with the Army Corps of Engineers on the makeshift hospitals being set up across the country.
Yeah, these are amazing people. They're looking at 114 different sites to do this around the country, and the mobilization of the expertise and just the manpower is pretty impressive to watch. Let's get a look at Triple Team traffic here during the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Mount America's My Style Checking with Rewards. That means we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And we just got one crash this morning. It's been in West Valley, eastbound on 3500 South, just after 3200 West. Right lane blocked, but so little traffic that the other two lanes aren't seeing any extra slowdowns. 201 freeway getting a little bit busy now in Magna near 7200 West. But if you're taking I-15, 20 minutes, point of the mountain to downtown on dry roads. Eric?
I-15 rolling along at normal speeds in Utah County, northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes there. We don't have any problems going through Provo Canyon this morning on 189. Had a couple of accidents yesterday because of the wet roads, snow on the roads. But right now it looks good if you're going out to Heber City. Heather?
For those of you up north in the Tremonton area, you do have lane restrictions on I-15. That's going south. It's getting ready for UDOT to transition the roadways up there. But right now, you still have both northbound and southbound on their proper sides. And then as you continue south into Salt Lake City, no delays, no accidents, and dry roads. Any Hour Services is ready to help with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects. They take extra precautions to ensure their techs are cautious and helpful.
I think we may have lost Heather there. We've been working on that throughout most of the morning.
Let me just read that ad for you.
All right,
there.
Would you do that, please?
Any Hour Services is ready to help with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects. They take extra precautions to ensure their techs are cautious and healthy. Learn more at anyhourservices.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
A lot of clouds starting out today, about 51 degrees at 7, and more cloud cover at noon, 59, 63 at 4, again with a mix of sun and clouds, and 60 degrees at 7 p.m. It's the hourly forecast. Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We haven't budged much, but we haven't needed to. It's warm out there, 52 degrees.
Looking forward to speaking with Ryan Burrow in a moment about how Ford and GE are teaming up to produce 50,000 ventilators in the coming couple of months. So more on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Harman's just got a big donation of digital thermometers, and they're going to be giving them away starting tomorrow morning.
An anonymous person gave them 3,300 digital thermometers. And starting tomorrow, certain Harman's grocery stores will give them away to customers while supplies last. Distribution, one per family, will be through pharmacy drive-thru windows. And here are the Harman's that have the free thermometers: 7th Street Midvale, Draper, Bangor Crossing, Brickyard, The District, Mountain View, Santa Clara, and St. George locations. Wednesday morning from 7 to 9, it's only for customers over the age of 60 with disabilities or compromised immune systems. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
The long-awaited look at Michael Jordan's last championship season with the Chicago Bulls is finally set for release. ESPN and Netflix have announced that the 10-part documentary series called The Last Dance will air over five consecutive Sunday nights starting April 19th. There will be two-hour-long episodes on each of those nights.
Ugh, that means we're going to have to watch that shot again, aren't we? If you're a Jazz
yes.
fan.
Right.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Walmart says masks will soon be available to 1 million U.S. employees on a voluntary basis. And a top executive says when it's time to shop, don't bring anyone else with you unless it's absolutely necessary.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff is abandoning an effort to shut down gun stores during the pandemic. Gun rights groups sued, arguing his actions violated the Second Amendment.
And the Logan City Sewer Division is begging residents to stop flushing so-called flushable wipes. They released some pictures of some nasty sewer line clogs. Check out the story right now at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
New reports say the CDC may be considering a new recommendation, face masks for every American. We're wondering if you'd wear one, if you could find one to buy. We're taking your live calls today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Deb will be back at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for reaching out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. It's open this morning at 57500. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
officials say they believe there are enough ventilators in Utah to handle the peak number of coronavirus cases, but it's still not clear exactly how many are available. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, more than 16,000 Utahns have now been tested for COVID-19, with more than 800 people testing positive. Only 10% of cases are believed to be community spread, which experts say means social distancing is working.
Third, let's see what that commute looks like this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards.
Well, no delays anywhere. Dry road conditions. So if you're heading out right now, you shouldn't have any problems getting to work or wherever you're going. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds today, up to 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 downtown.
All right, let's go in depth here. Ford and General Electric are teaming up to produce 50,000 ventilators in the coming months.
Joining us live is ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. What's the plan, Ryan?
Well, the goal is to, once you get the production line going with UAW workers, begin churning out about 7,200 of these GE Aeron Model AE ventilators per week. So 7,200 a week. This will probably start a production in late April. By the 4th of July, the goal is to have 50,000 of these ventilators having come off the line and being distributed across the country to various hospitals. Now, what makes these particular ventilators unique is they don't operate on electricity. They operate on air pressure. So this gives an opportunity for these ventilators to be used at some of these makeshift and field hospitals that are being set up either in tents or on ships or various other locations, convention centers, where maybe electricity will be an issue.
I know the government has set a goal of, what was it, 100,000 to be done in 100 days or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. 100 days, 100,000. This would fill about half of that order. There are other ventilator operations going on. We know that General Motors is involved in discussions with doing this as well. These ventilators that are going to be constructed at this Ypsilanti, Michigan plant were already FDA approved. They've already been out on the market. It's just a matter of churning them out at a quick enough pace. And it is going to be frustrating for hospitals knowing that they have not started production on these, at least this production, quite yet. But the goal is to have these really getting cranking by April and May and hopefully being distributed soon after.
I guess that was my question, Ryan, is will it be soon enough to save the lives that are at risk between now and July?
That's the big question, right? Especially when you start hearing word out of New York and Los Angeles that the peak may be coming in the next couple weeks. Obviously, they won't even have begun production at this point. So the hope is that the federal government can maybe use some of the resources that are currently out there, maybe shift some things around and make them available where they're needed. And then by the time the production really gets ramped up, they'll have everything they need in place and be able to kind of settle in. But it's going to take a little bit of time, so they're not going to be available in the next coming days and weeks.
I don't know how much you've had a chance to look into this, Ryan, but I was struck by an article I read yesterday about The fact that federal agencies have warned about ventilator shortages for two decades, they go clear back to, I think, 2003, when the U.S. Government Accountability Office was talking about it after the SARS outbreak, then 2005, a Congressional Research Service, 2005, the Health and Human Services. Through many administrations, this has been a problem, and nobody has stepped up to the plate.
It has been, and now it's kind of a forced issue. And one of the big issues that we've been hearing from governors is, where do we go if we're not going to be getting them from the federal government? Can we look overseas? And you've run into a situation where states are now competing against each other to make these purchases overseas, as well as in the United States. And, you know, it's made for a difficult situation. But the thought is, the more volume you could create, the easier it will be to get your hands on these items, and maybe this won't be a problem in the future.
Hmm. Well, at least we'll be stocked up, perhaps, if there is a second wave of this virus after this first wave. Maybe that's the good news to come out of this.
Yeah. Ryan, we appreciate your coverage on this, and as always, thanks for your time and joining us. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And we start with you, Andy.
And right now, seeing a little bit of heavy traffic, I-80 out by Tooele County. It's near the bridge overpass where they're doing the construction near the 21st South Freeway merge. Again, right on the Tooele-Salt Lake County border. Don't see any delays, though, on SR-36 in Tooele County. I-15 has looked great in Salt Lake County so far heading into downtown. Eric?
Got a steady pace northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain on I-15 in Utah County. 24 minutes of drive time there. City streets still filling in Provo when warm. You don't have any trouble on Timpanogos Highway if you're coming from Highland, Alpine, Cedar Hills, and trying to head west toward the freeway. Heather?
Shouldn't have any problems if you're driving through Weber, Davis, and Box Elder counties this morning. Got a good drive on US 89. Maybe just a teeny bit of congestion, just some backup at some of the traffic lights. But other than that, you're going to be smooth sailing all the way into downtown Salt Lake or even heading north toward the Idaho border. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nice. The 7-day forecast has a little bit of everything, including some rain toward the tail end.
Warms up today with more clouds moving in. 63 is the high tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 57 with some showers possible Wednesday evening. Partly cloudy, cooler on Thursday with a high of 47. And then up to 53 on Friday. More sunshine. Partly cloudy, 55 on Saturday. Slim chance of showers that day. More showers Sunday, 59. And then more rain Monday up to 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 52 downtown.
And you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega joins us to talk about something that is a big deal in our house, which is lack of access to the salon. How do you handle that?
Amanda, how's Root Watch going?
Well, you know, I've been sort of thing, thinking about, right, when should I let my hair go au naturel? And maybe this is the time that I do it. Maybe I just let it go and never go back.
Be brave. Yeah, no, cutting hair is something that a lot of us are dealing with right now. Like, what do we do about that mop on top of your head? I can speak from the guy's point of view, but I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years. I just cut it myself, and I cut all my boys' hair. I am not trained. I am not a pro. I've got three sisters that are stylists, so I've learned a few things over the years. So if people are looking at their head and they're thinking, I got to cut something, I just got a couple keys for you. Number one, use clippers. Clippers are only for the sides, never the top. Scissors on the top.
Okay. Is that
another
it?
Another thing.
Okay.
Less is more. Don't go bold. You want to just cut off just a little bit until you get your feet under you. So less is more. Throw away the number one and number two on your clippers. Never use one or two. If you can do that, you're going to do all right.
Baby, I have thrown away the number one and the number two about 15 years ago. A razor makes it real easy for me in the morning. It's funny, but you guys should talk about this. They have seen an increase in this silly Floby thing that is a vacuum cleaner with some clipping shears in the middle of the tube.
Yeah.
And you can set it to the length, and you just roll it over your head, and it sucks your hair up. Anyway, Dave and Dujanovic are going to be talking about it this morning, so you'll want to be here, too, at 9 o'clock. KSL News Time, 7:23.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. On Monday, Governor Herbert's Stay Safe, Stay Home directive went into effect, asking us to stay at home as much as possible and to keep practicing safe social distancing and hygiene. This strategic collaboration is necessary to balance protecting health with supporting the economy. COVID-19 knows no boundaries, and everyone needs to be vigilant. No one is immune. And while we are concerned about the number of people who may contract the virus, we are also concerned that everyone is adversely affected by the economic challenges confronting us now. To meet these challenges, Governor Herbert and his Economic Response Task Force, which I am honored to chair, introduced Utah Leads Together, a plan to combat and mitigate economic effects while maintaining a health imperative. The goal is to provide Utahns with a clear path and specific steps to aid in the health and economic recovery. It is a grassroots economic plan, beginning with small businesses and their customers who sustain our economy. It contains milestones and benchmarks to monitor progress toward a flexible but measured time horizon. I encourage you to read Utah Leads Together at coronavirus.utah.gov. The most important thing we can do for the economy has nothing to do with traditional economics. Remember at all times to practice social distancing, be smart, and stay apart. I'm Derek Miller of the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church, Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
Not everybody believes what China says about coronavirus. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, the coronavirus outbreak began in Wuhan City, China, with 2,500 people dying there. President Trump saying,
as far as believing what they're putting out now, I hope it's true. Who knows? But I hope it's true.
Well, the residents there aren't buying it. Neither is British Prime Minister Johnson, who furiously suggests the Wuhan toll is 40 times higher. Media reports from Hubei province say crematoriums worked day and night during the peak, with families lining up to collect urns. Unconfirmed reports say more than 40,000 urns were sent to Wuhan, and crematorium workers were transferred from around China to help out. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Let's take a quick look at your money at this moment. Just before the opening bell, the Dow futures down just 118 now, so we've made up a little ground. That's a half a percent. The S&P futures down 17.7. That's about 0.7%. The NASDAQ futures down 28, and that's just shy of 0.4%.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
You may be stuck working at home, but we're not.
We have so much to talk to you about.
Millennials will play a big role.
Right now, freeways are all good to go.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're streaming 24 hours a day to your Amazon Echo. When you wake up, just say, play KSL News Radio. Get the most important updates on the coronavirus from KSL News Radio.
7:29. For those of you that are making your way into work this morning, let's see how the roads are doing here. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Did that problem on 3500 South get taken care of, Andy?
Yes, it is now clear. And so that was our only crash we had on the board. Right now, everybody moving just fine through Salt Lake County, whether you're on the freeways or the city streets. And, of course, the volumes are so light, we haven't seen any extra travel time anywhere in Salt Lake County. Eric?
Around Saratoga Springs, using Pioneer Crossing to go out to Cedar Fort, you do have a little bit of congestion slowdowns running by the SR-73 turnoff. Redwood Road, though, looks good heading north into Salt Lake County, and I-15, no problems there, northbound or southbound throughout the whole county. Heather?
Looks like we have a little bit of slowing southbound I-15 right after Pioneer Road, but before you get to 12th Street in Ogden. This could be a little bit of debris or maybe a merging issue. But other than that, you're going to be good on I-15, US 89 Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt getting to the airport. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. I'm Kelly in the Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look now at that forecast. How warm do we get today, Grant?
Well, we got a warmer day today as the storm approaches from the northwest. A lot of clouds move in as well. Breezy up to 63 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and still a warm day, 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It is 52 degrees.
And we've got a crash-free drive right now on great road conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Washington Post is reporting this morning that the CDC is considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public. Discussions are taking place now. No final decision has been reached.
George Washington University Dr. James Phillips was asked on CNN whether a mask recommendation would be appropriate.
It makes logical sense that if everyone, including those who may be spreading the virus, was wearing that mask as sort of a shield over their face to prevent droplets from getting out into the air, that it would limit the transmission of the virus. Now, cloth masks are not recommended to try to prevent you from getting disease. That's been shown to not work. That's why we don't wear cloth masks in the hospital. I think the CDC and the federal government will end up coming out with a recommendation for people to wear masks, specifically to prevent droplet spread. I think that's coming.
Yeah.
Critics say a mask recommendation could lead to people taking social distancing less seriously.
One of the largest retailers in the world is taking even more steps to stop the spread of COVID-19.
We will be starting to take temperature checks of all of our associates as they come on the clock.
They're also offering face masks. The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a Walmart executive is promising voluntary masks for 1 million plus employees, and like you heard, implementing additional safety steps like worker temperature checks every time they clock in. Walmart executive vice president Dan Bartlett tells Fox News that they're starting these safety steps to hopefully keep everyone safe.
All of these things are important steps we can take to not only protect our associates, but also customers.
He says shoppers are not to come in crowds and just hang out, but rather get whatever few things they need and get out. And maybe most importantly, don't bring the whole family with you to go grocery shopping. Have one person do the physical shopping for an entire family. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County stay-at-home order means non-essential businesses like salons, theaters, gyms, and playgrounds must close. County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says her officers do have the power to enforce that order.
We are going to ask kindly for people to comply. We are going to give warnings. We're going to disperse groups. Anything we can to keep this in a situation where we don't have to write citations.
County residents are allowed to leave their homes to shop for groceries, pick up takeout food, exercise, and travel to work, but are not allowed to gather in groups.
You can hang on to your expired driver's license a little longer, and some free parking is opening up in downtown Salt Lake City. The coronavirus, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, state officials say if your driver license expires, it can wait. Police will not be issuing any citations about that right now. The Utah Driver License Division says they will only process essential services these days, including replacing a lost card and CDL processes. Many things will be done just over the phone. And if you must go downtown, Salt Lake City parking meters will now be free with no time limit restrictions. The city will even dismiss any citations given since March 23rd, and residential parking limitations have been lifted as well. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Mine's due in June, and I just want to avoid the written test. That's all. Testing gets faster than ever. KSL's top national stories this hour. Let's go to Sean Michael Lyle. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump showed off a new rapid coronavirus test from Abbott Laboratories yesterday, providing results in as little as 5 minutes.
They will begin delivering 50,000 tests each day. Starting this week,
the swab test works with a virus reader already in common use for the flu in most clinics. It was a bad day Monday in the U.S. More than 500 deaths from COVID-19. The toll surpassed 3,100. But Health Secretary Alex Azar says more than 1 million Americans have now been tested.
We're now testing nearly 100,000 samples a day.
Three quarters of the U.S. population now under stay-at-home orders. Half the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are in New York, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says the outbreak there continues escalating.
The number of beds we had at the beginning of March have to triple by May.
38,000 cases now confirmed in the city. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the American Medical Association is chastising doctors for scooping up supplies of chloroquine and related drugs for their own use, believing it can protect them from catching coronavirus. There is inconclusive evidence suggesting it does, but there are now shortages of those drugs for patients suffering lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather with Grant Wayman. Pretty cloudy for most of the Wasatch Front today, and there is a chance of showers, especially the further north you are. Temperatures, however, should be in the lower 60s.
Right now, it does look like we're in for more showers. In fact, a slim chance of showers on Saturday. More for Sunday and Monday as it cools down. So weekend's coming. We'll warm up a little bit, but at the same time, we've got more wet weather moving in.
Grant says Thursday looks to be the coldest day in the next seven, with temperatures dropping into the mid-40s.
Coming up on KSL, a Florida pastor has been arrested for holding a service with hundreds of people.
And Triple Team Traffic.
I-15, good shape. Up and down the Wasatch Front, no accidents or delays. Likewise on the 215 East and West Belt. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:36.
Get daily updates on the coronavirus using KSL News Radio. Utah's numbers at 1 and the White House briefing every afternoon. Live updates, frontline information daily on KSL News Radio.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you...
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
KSL News Time, 7:37. We're just 7 minutes into the trading day. Let's see what the markets are doing here. Dow is down about 134 points. That's a little more than a half a percent at 22,192. That's after an increase of 3% yesterday. Same for the S&P, down by 17. The NASDAQ this hour is off almost 30 points. We'll have more coming up, of course, at 7:55 when we next check your money on Utah's Morning News.
A Tampa, Florida pastor has been released from jail after he was arrested for violating a county stay-at-home order when he held a large church service over the weekend.
WFTS-TV reporter Wendy Lane has more now in this in-depth report for ABC News.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff says the pastor at the River at Tampa Bay Church put a lot of people in danger by blatantly disobeying social distancing. This video is from the service where an estimated 400 to 500 people crowded into the sanctuary. We tried to reach out to the church for a statement, but we were directed to their website, where they say the church should be listed as an essential service, just like hospitals and police. The sheriff says the pastor was warned not to do this, but chose to do it anyway. The sheriff's office says this violates Hillsborough County's safer at home order and that the pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, broke the law in doing so.
His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with them this week in danger.
The pastor is charged with misdemeanors for unlawful assembly and violation of a public health emergency order. In Hillsborough County, Wendy Lane, ABC Action News.
Was probably not helpful that he told the arresting officers that the closings out there are for quote-unquote pansies. Now he'll have to make a court
not
appearance.
Helpful.
No.
Yeah. 7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 continues to look good. We've got a little bit of busy traffic, 90 south approaching the freeway, believe it or not. Through West Valley, our earlier crash is cleared. I'm starting to see, though, some delays 5600 west between California Avenue and the railroad tracks. Eric?
No trouble on I-80 this morning. We've got dry roads. Hey, that's good news if you're going out to Park City. Yesterday was a lot different. So right now on the Wasatch Back, US 40 also in good shape as you head north from Heber City, although there is a touch of slowing going up the hill towards Jordan L Reservoir. In Utah County, I-15 solid northbound and southbound. Heather?
I think we've lost Heather again there, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, that's all right. If you're heading south through Davis and Weber counties, you've got the full speed limit on I-15. I've just seen a few busy spots on some random city streets. Nothing that's too particularly busy, but it looks like on Hillfield Road coming over from the west side of the freeway toward I-15, it might just be a little bit busy right now. Spend family time learning about the Savior and helping children prepare for Easter with Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, just $19.99. On sale now at Seago Book and SeagoBook.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're all going to pool our lunch money and get Heather a better Wi-Fi system at home. Let's see what's happening with your weather out there today. Warmest day of the week, but there is rain coming late in the week. Here's Grant.
Warming up today with more clouds moving in and the breeze is picking up. 63 is going to be the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right where we started the morning to downtown, just cloudy and 52 degrees.
You were telling me the other day, Tim, about this doctor who has really just pitched a tent in his garage and is living out of his garage because he's afraid of infecting his family. We have more on doctors and nurses. And we got a text earlier this morning about respiratory therapists who are some of the other unsung heroes right now who are afraid of infecting their families. More from Matt Gutman in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for trusting us with your family's needs today. On the Utah's Morning News, it's Tim and Amanda back in a minute.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts? It can be scary, but I want you to know something. Hope's Vision's cataract surgeons are trusted experts with decades of experience in restoring vision loss due to the development of cataracts. And Hope's Vision has two new lens options in their toolbox, the light adjustable lens and the Panoptix trifocal lens. The new light adjustable lens gives surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. The Panoptix trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading and enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, and even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hope's Vision offers the latest technology for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hope's Vision. world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com.
We'll take care of you. It's much more than a catchphrase. It's how we make every decision for you, our members. Now, even more than ever, we stand by our promise that we'll take care of you, and we will take care of you. During this time of uncertainty, the health and safety of our members and employees are our top priorities. Golden West has many ways to serve our members who are limiting public contact at this time. All the expert services you've come to expect from Golden West are available through our easy-to-use online banking portal at gwcu.org or on our mobile app 24/7 and absolutely free. Membership applications, a free insurance quote, deposit accounts, and new loans with incredibly low rates can also be open online or over the phone, all from the comfort of your home. And you can rest easy that your funds on deposit are insured by the NCUA. Let's work together to keep our community healthy and safe. Golden West Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 7:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, health experts say the COVID-19 pandemic will reach its climax here in Utah over the next few weeks. More than 800 people have tested positive so far in the Beehive State.
Second, Walmart is promising masks will be available to its 1 million employees on a voluntary basis over the next few weeks. A senior executive is also advising people not to shop in large groups.
Third, pretty quiet on those roads out there, but let's get the latest brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards.
Everybody's moving along at freeway speeds. The few people that are out and about, and dry road conditions, no accidents to report across the Wasatch Front. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds today, up to 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Wherever there's room, New York City is setting the pace for cities across the country. The Army Corps of Engineers, Lieutenant General Todd Semonite, says they have just completed a 3,000-bed medical facility inside the sprawling Javits Convention Center, and they're setting up similar operations in other places as well.
We've got to be able to make sure that decision makers at local and state levels really have to be able to probably think about what is worst case. And I'd much rather, take the time to convert a facility. And if it's not used in 4 weeks, it's going to be okay.
800,000 cases of COVID-19 around the world, and calls for social distancing are to stop the spread. Florida preacher Rodney Howard Brown ignoring those rules to hold a church service in Tampa over the weekend. He was arrested. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with them this week in danger.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Some healthcare workers on the front lines of this coronavirus outbreak say they're afraid to go home to their families because they don't want to bring the virus home with them.
We get more from ABC's Matt Gutman, who's been speaking with doctors and nurses.
I love you. Never did I ever think that I was going to be on the front lines fighting a war.
They made an oath to save lives, but now they're losing their own. The virus killing ICU nurse Araceli Buendia Iyegun with devastating speed.
Her husband told us that he just saw her on the floor.
She'd mentored her niece, Joanna, who is also an ICU nurse in England.
How do you feel going back to work? What does that make you think about?
Well, to be honest, I'm terrified for my life, because especially what happened to my aunt.
In Ohio, roughly 20% of all cases are healthcare workers. Many feel contagion is inevitable.
Knowing that you're going to get corona is kind of like this looming thing over your head. I know I'm going to get it.
Dr. Cornelia Griggs, who's been working with COVID patients in New York City, tweeting this message to her children. My babies are too young to read this now. If they lose me to COVID, I want them to know mommy tried really hard to do her job.
I was just on call for 72 hours straight, and I feel obligated in this moment in time to give them a glimpse, not just inside the hospital in a way that still protects patient privacy, but inside the mind of healthcare workers.
And through it all, they give everything. Nurses like Carly Rice in Georgia setting up a FaceTime call with a dying patient's family who were not allowed in the ICU.
I had about three people on the other side. They were actually sitting in the parking lot.
On the other end of the line, Venicia Tovd, the patient's granddaughter.
Nurse Carly grabbed Grandma's hand, and Grandma started to squeeze her hand. I started to say, well, I love you, I'm gonna miss you. Nurse Carly is amazing. The world needs tons of Nurse Carlys.
Those final moments spent alone weighing heavily on these workers like Lindsay Burrell.
And they're dying alone in a hospital room without family, and then their families are grieving alone.
And for Burrell, even getting home to her children is fraught.
The best moment is when I get home to see these little monkeys. Hi! How's your day?
Yeah.
Okay, but I can't get close to you. Let me go change, okay? I missed you boys so much. I love you.
Boy, the pictures, the images, the stories are really tough to hear. And anybody that wants to complain about what you're going through at home with a pantry fully stocked and family around you and, you know, having to struggle once a week or something, or even once every 10 days to go to the grocery store, needs to be thinking about those healthcare professionals out there. It's
and
tough.
What they go through. Yeah, yeah, you're so right, Tim.
That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. It is 7:49. Means it's time for us to get another look at the roads for you this morning. We have Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mount America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. And we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is okay as you head through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15. It's 56th West. It's got the delays again. So if you have time to plan, switch over to Bangor to get between 21st South and I-80 right now, rather than having to wait 10 or 15 minutes like usually for a train to cross the road there. Eric?
I-15 in good shape in Utah County, northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. You got 20 minutes drive time. They're a little bit congested out in Saratoga Springs at a couple of intersections, Redwood Road and Pioneer Crossing, and Redwood and the Crossroads intersection right there, right before you go north towards 2100 North. A little bit busy there. Heather?
We're still looking great through Weber and Davis County. You'll have a bit more traffic than we did an hour ago, but there's still not enough cars anywhere to cause any type of delay. No accidents reported right now. So whether you're heading north toward the Idaho border or south toward Salt Lake, you shouldn't have any delays at all. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. It's on the nines, and let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and see what we've got in store. Back over to you, Grant.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. You know, actually, all in all, really not too bad. Today, it is quite a bit warmer out there already this morning. We do have a lot of cloud cover, a mix of sun and clouds today. South winds, but it's warmer because of that, so we're hitting the low 60s this afternoon. You'll feel that this afternoon. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, close to 60. We'll say 57. Now, there could be some rain or snow Wednesday night, but we think it's gone by Thursday morning. Partly cloudy, cooler that day, 47. And then it warms up again. Sunshine Friday, we're up to 53. Partly cloudy up to 55 on Saturday, just a stray shower. More rain showers, a good bet for Sunday, but we're near 60. And then more rain, cooler on Monday with a high of 50.
Was it the clouds that just kept things warm overnight?
Clouds and wind. You get that south wind plus clouds equals warm morning.
Yeah, and we've got it out there. Yeah. No rain, but still cloudy and 52 degrees downtown. Earlier this morning, Amanda, I shared with you one of my favorite parodies that has come along, and I've been really amazed and awestruck in some cases by the creative minds of people and the talents musically of people that are stuck at home now and find themselves trying to find ways to entertain themselves and others. So earlier this morning, it was Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious that had been rewritten, but this one is also getting a lot of attention.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must rush and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's the healthy way to go. Oh, oh, oh. Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone.
I mean, it really
I love it. I love it so much.
It really is amazing what people are doing out there.
Oh,
to keep,
I love it. I love it.
Keep themselves and others smiling this morning. We're hoping to do that along the way and also providing you all the news your family needs to know. Give us a minute. We'll come back, see what's happening on the market. Stay there.
Starting in January of 2021, the power companies will change the way we pay for our power.
Maybe it's time to start producing and storing your own power. With new battery technology and lower prices, Progressive Power Solutions can make that happen for your home or business. And there are still tax incentives to help pay for your system. Give Progressive Power Solutions a call for a free estimate. 801-367-7282 or online at ppssolar.com.
Buying a new home or refinancing your mortgage with very low interest rates is what we all dream about. The question is, can this be done in a safe way with the coronavirus that lurks in our communities? Community and family safety is the number one priority, but life decisions must go forward in a safe and responsible way. When you work with Rick at loansbyrick.com, they can do everything online by phone, by electronic signatures, etc., which allow you to refinance or purchase your home in a safe, secure, and easy way. In fact, they've been doing this delivery of loans for many years for the convenience of their customers. In addition, they're providing mobile notary closers so you can sign the closing documents at home. Call Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Closing loans in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close. Call 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
All right, let's take a look at Utah's money here. Brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. A Wallet Hub study says Utah's economy is the fifth least exposed to the coronavirus. That means Utah will be in better shape than most states to rebound after this pandemic comes to a close.
The IRS is getting ready to send stimulus checks to Americans in the next few weeks. They will come through either direct deposit or a check in the mail. But scammers are already trying to steal people's cash. Of course they are. Mm-hmm. The IRS says they will not call you and ask to verify bank account information.
I had a friend tell me the other day they got a phone call from somebody and they said they were the IRS and they were trying to verify a Social Security number.
No.
You don't want to give any of that information out over the phone. Dine-in restaurants like Olive Garden and Applebee's reported sales declines of 71% compared to the same period a year ago. Fast food restaurants doing a little bit better. Their sales were off 34%.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment now and see what the markets are doing in the first half hour of trading down a little bit. Dow is down 114. That's a half a percent. We're at 22,055. S&P is down 12.7. That's a half a percent also. The Nasdaq is up a half a point. Up a 0.25. That's just a fraction. We're at 78.55.
Just want to remind everybody real quick about our Utah coronavirus call-in coming away again today at 12:30. Jeff Kaplan's done a great job of hosting this with members of the governor's Corona Task Force. We've had epidemiologists who have been on there to help answer questions. And we re-air that along with some other information your family needs in the evenings, too, between 7 and 8 o'clock. But make sure you tune in. And if you've got questions handy, be ready to call in at 575-8255 or KSL Talk. But that's coming your way again this morning at 12:30. We'll take a quick break, come back, and see what's happening on the roads next.
Utah is my first home, but my heart I just gave to Korea. I was the first person in the United States to receive a hepatitis C positive liver transplant without having hepatitis C before. I received a diseased liver, and after the transplant, they cured my new liver.
A. Scott Anderson, Intermountain Healthcare Chair Emeritus.
Helping people like Lorenzo requires harnessing advanced technologies or even developing them. The end results are thousands and thousands of Utahns living healthier lives.
People who have this liver condition, we're not sick enough to get a transplant early enough. So when they said, hey, we got a thing we haven't ever done before, but you'll get a liver really quick if this happens. Sign me up. Let's do this. It went flawlessly. And because of that, I'm living the life I want to live.
Watch Lorenzo's story or become a living organ donor by visiting our website, intermountain.health.
News is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, helping people live the healthiest life possible. Intermountain Healthcare, healing for life.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Years ago, I worked with a colleague who cheated me. He cost me a small sum of money at a critical time, but it cost my colleague so much more. Without my trust and the trust of others that he had cheated, he was cut out of so many opportunities, so many affiliations, and so much success. John Huntsman Sr. taught that integrity is an essential lubricant for any successful business.
Integrity, without it, nothing else counts, and with it, nothing else counts. And that's a very critical part of business, is a man's or a woman's honor and integrity.
Learn more about ethical leadership in an MBA program at the Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
You're dialed into Utah's morning news. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it, we get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
7:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards. Andy?
Amanda, the only delay in the Salt Lake Valley is the time people are waiting right now between 56 West, going between California Avenue and the railroad tracks. So if you're in a hurry, take 201 over to Bangor and go north to I-80 that way. Coming out of Tooele, you're all clear on SR-36, I-15 delay-free in Salt Lake County. Eric?
Checking those cameras in the mountains. I-80 looks great this morning as opposed to yesterday where you had snow falling and wet roads throughout. Right now you got normal progress to be had if you're westbound from Kimball Junction exit heading out into the valley. I-15 in Utah County, no trouble there. Heather?
Got really good speeds on all the major freeways through Weber and Davis County. The city streets are in good shape as well. Not a lot of traffic right now. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look at this day. 63 degrees for a high. It will be along with some clouds, however, that'll block some of your sunshine. 57 tomorrow. 47, by the way, coming on Thursday. And we've got rain toward the end of the 7 day. We'll let Grant tell you more about that in the next half hour. Holding on to that 52 degrees.
8 o'clock. Time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM.